Proclamation number 3695 of 23rd of February, 1946. Obvious work of the Spirit connected with mission. If you are always devoted to me, inspired by the will to serve me and to work for my kingdom on earth, if this is necessary, then you would also be my children in truth and full of the Spirit which always and constantly instructs you. But thus there are only a few who allow the working of the Spirit within themselves precisely through their will, which, however, does not exclude the fact that the rest of you would also be able to do so if you endeavor to do what I announce to you through those. If you shape yourselves into love of your own free will and participate in the redemption of erring souls on earth, my Spirit indeed works in many people if only they make themselves worthy of my working, yet it is only recognizable to fellow human beings in the form of regular instructions if the person is to be trained for an activity on my behalf. If he is called to an office on earth, if he is to work for my kingdom. For then he must first be introduced to knowledge, because it is his task to spread truth. A person who lives in my will and always practices unselfish neighborly love can also clearly feel the pure truth within himself. It can bring him as mental knowledge, because this, too, is the working of my Spirit. That I order a person's thinking, that I guide it into the right direction, as soon as he, too, belongs to my own through a pleasing way of life. Yet this way of thinking will always completely correspond to the eternal truth which I impart to those who shall work as my servants on earth in the last days before the end. For the truth always and forever remains the same. And all who strive to live in my will and work tirelessly on the transformation of their being, all who strive for perfection and appeal to me for my assistance, will also be able to ascertain agreement of their thoughts, because this is my Spirit's working. But if the working of the Spirit is evident, then it is also linked to a mission, then I educate the human being for a wider sphere of activity. And every serious will to participate in the act of salvation, to bring help to fellow human beings in greatest spiritual adversity, will also result in an increased overflow of my spiritual strength, because I bless everyone who offers himself to me for this work, who wants to help build up my kingdom and is willing to take up the fight against the power which seeks to bring ruin to weak souls. I can only express myself through the mouth of a human being because otherwise my activity would mean a compulsion of faith. And therefore I fill all with my Spirit who want to let me speak through them. And this must be an explanation to you who take offense at the fact that I express myself in isolation and not where you first expect my activity. I require other conditions to be fulfilled in order to be able to work through my Spirit. But where these conditions are fulfilled, I am also obviously recognizable. And these are my conditions from which I never ever deviate in order to pour out my Spirit in all fullness. That you are active in unselfish love. That you entrust yourselves to me in order to work for my kingdom. That you believe in my obvious working, in a direct connection with me, and that you believe that I come to you in the Word myself and that you can hear me in your heart. That you therefore listen within and wait for my Word. That you completely detach yourselves from the world. Close yourselves off and commune with me in silence, otherwise you will not be able to hear the subtle voice of the Spirit. That you therefore believe without doubt in the working of my Spirit within you. And if I keep you worthy, if I recognize your earnest will, you will feel me, my strength of spirit and love, which enlightens you and constantly draws you to me. And my spirit will overflow you. Brightly and clearly you will recognize the truth. I will instruct you and train you for your activity on earth, and you will be blessed to be allowed to serve me. Amen.